The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News, Talk, Sports. Suppose I probably should have taken the last couple of days off the show, huh? Would my voice be back to normal then? This is the weirdest thing I've ever had. It's a scratchy voice and a cough, and it's the most intermittent cough I've ever had. I'll go hours without coughing, and then I go on these jags, especially 3:30 in the morning. Got up, took something for it, kind of knocked it out. I think I got to sleep, just before 4, and I wake up at 5. And it just, Jason says, do you not remember when this happened to me? Is this exactly how it was for you? What is this thing? Did you end up getting treated for it? No, it just went away. Because you know I really don't want to take antibiotics unless I'm dying for reasons I won't get into. But I really don't want to take antibiotics unless I'm dying. I'm not dying. I actually feel pretty good, but you can feel the voice is even weaker today. A lot of that's because I actually do have clearing going on, which I'm going to do right now. You will hear those dead air spots during the show today. A lot of stuff to get to in the show. As always, each week, we're going to debate Mike McFeely. It was supposed to move to yesterday. That didn't happen. And we're going to have a follow-up on the conversation about the Walker tax cuts. We will have a follow-up at 9:06. That's all I got to say for now. We will have a follow-up at 9:06. And McFeely at 10:06, David Fiorazzo of Wisconsin Media Check at 10:35. So a very busy Friday. And this is actually the 50th anniversary of the Beatles invasion. They landed at JFK, and the 50th anniversary of the 60s line up with the weeks. It's Friday, just as it was Friday, February 7th, 1964. We'll get into that after we talk with David. We're going to do something we almost never do in this segment. In fact, do I have to say almost? I don't know that we've ever done this in this segment, have we, Jason? Maybe we have, huh? We may have, probably at some point. To start the show, we're going to do a Radio Jeopardy. The Radio Jeopardy answer is, I'm sorry, the Radio Jeopardy category. The Radio Jeopardy category. This is how long it's been. I don't even know how to do this anymore. The Radio Jeopardy category is charitable giving in Wisconsin. The Radio Jeopardy answer, $22.6 million. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. The Radio Jeopardy category is charitable giving in Wisconsin. Radio Jeopardy answer is $22.6 million. Dollars. Pretty straightforward. Not 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Radio Jeopardy category, charitable giving in Wisconsin. Radio Jeopardy answer is $22.6 million. Remember to form, just like the TV show, form your response, phrase it, I should say, in the form of a question. Abel on the road. Abel, hi, go ahead.
What is the amount Red Cross received in 2013?
Red Cross received, is that what you said?
Yes.
No, that's not correct. Thanks a lot for the call to Steve in Appleton. Steve, remember, form of a question, go.
What is Oshkosh Corporation?
That's not correct. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Do you think this is going to be this tough, Jason? Well, yeah? Well, I didn't, actually. Radio Jeopardy category is charitable giving in Wisconsin? Radio Jeopardy answer is $22.6 million. By the way, certificates for legends is what you're playing for here. I suppose I should have mentioned that, huh? 406-1360-888-455-1360. Remember to phrase your response in the form of a question. Chris on the road. Chris, go ahead.
What is the amount of money raised for the March of Dimes?
Not correct. One more call, then we're going to give a clue. Stephen Appleton, go.
What is the amount of money Walmart has donated?
That's what I'm talking about. Cash and in-kind donations from stores, clubs, and the Walmart Foundation, that's $20.5 million. The total, if you include customer donations, is $22.6 million. All right, Steve, hang on, and Jason's going to get some information from you, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Yes. We had someone who claimed that Walmart doesn't give back to the local community. Total giving to local organizations, and that's the number for 2012, Walmart gave in Wisconsin in 2012. And then if you kick in customer donation, their customers kicked in another $1,100,000. I'm sorry, $2,100,000. $20.5 million. On their own, $22.6 million with the help of customers. So, yeah, Walmart, boy, those big meanies. I've got a lot more on this. Here are some of the community organizations, these stores. Now, these are the Green Bay stores. These are the Green Bay stores. Walmart, existing Walmart stores on West Mason and Main Street. Okay. Here are the organizations to which those two stores have donated. Big Brothers Big Sisters, Movies Music in the Park, Dare of Brown County, NEW Community Shelter, St. John's Homeless Shelter, Shop with a Jock with Green Bay Packers, Brown County Sheriff's Department, Children's Miracle Network, Green Bay Fire Department, Gift Cards for Teachers Program, Seasonal Requests for School Supplies, Winter Coats, Hats and Mittens, Salvation Army, Feeding America Food Pantry Network. Walmart is one of Feeding America's largest donor of cash and food. I need to hit them up for families of children with cancer, don't I? I really should do that. See, I never would have thought of them. Perhaps buying into the stereotype to some degree myself. Yes. I'm going to read all of those again. Big Brothers Big Sisters, Movies Music in the Park, Dare of Brown County, NEW Community Shelter, St. John's Homeless Shelter, Shop with a Jock with Green Bay Packers, Brown County Sheriff's Department, Children's Miracle Network, Green Bay Fire Department, Gift Cards for Teachers Program, Seasonal Requests for School Supplies, Winter Coats, Hats and Mittens, Salvation Army, Feeding America Food Pantry Network. Wait, there's more. Here's how many associates, sales associates, you know what I mean, the people who help you in Walmart. Here's how many they employ in Wisconsin. 28,641. Makes them one of the state's largest private employers. Average hourly wage in Wisconsin. This excludes salaried management. And that's one of the lies that's being peddled out there. Well, they're factoring in how much their managers and their salary. No. Hourly employees, average wage, $12.78 an hour. Nearly $13 an hour. Now, I did ask Walmart, in terms of the new proposed downtown store, what would the starting wage be? Very difficult to answer because, and I didn't know this, now you are, if you come there with previous retail experience, they factor that in. Not all applicants make the same amount of money, nor should they, quite frankly. They shouldn't. So I can't say specifically. Suppliers. Now, again, this is Walmart in Wisconsin. Okay. How much money do you think Walmart in Wisconsin spent with its suppliers, its vendors, the people who provide product to Walmart, which is a lot of local businesses? $3.5 billion. supplier jobs supported? How many supplier jobs does Walmart directly support? And this is provided by Dun & Bradstreet for fiscal year ending 2013. 64,784 in Wisconsin. And this is who you want to pee on, okay? Just keep thinking about that. Distribution centers. They have three distribution centers in Toma, Beaver Dam, and Menominee. They are all 1 million square foot in size. These distribution centers employ 600 to 700 plus full-time associates. Guess what their average hourly wage is at the distribution centers? $16 an hour. This is the Walmart that everybody hates, by the way. Now, you take the two existing Walmart stores in Green Bay. By the way, I did call Jim Schmidt's cell phone yesterday. I got no response. I understand he is out of town. I am assuming he takes his cell phone with him. I'm going to call him again today. Walmart store, two existing stores. The West Side store employs 455, most full-time. The East Side store, 317, most full-time. At both stores, about 25 associates have 20-plus years with Walmart at this store. I want you to think about that. 20-plus have 20-plus years. Why? Okay, so then why do so many people hate Walmart, and why do so many people spread the misperceptions? You know what this really all comes down to? I mean, you know this. Because they're not union. Because they're non-union. Now, you can go ahead and say I'm making this stuff up, or Walmart is making this stuff up. As one former, and I stress former, Walmart employee tried to suggest. Another listener tried to suggest they don't give locally. And I want to be clear on something. I asked for this information from Walmart. They did not just send it. I asked it. Their operating system is not to blow their own horn. You could argue it's to their own detriment. But it's hard. I mean, when you have the massive union anti-Walmart effort, and all of these anti-Walmart groups are union. By the way, I have a piece at Right Wisconsin today. Will Green Bay give in to Walmart bigotry? It is looking that way at the moment. We'll see. Walmart's not giving up the fight. A lot of you are wondering why I harp on this day after day after day after day after day. Because I think the city is about to make the biggest mistake in terms of not just downtown development, but development in general in many, many, many years. I mean, I have followed Green Bay politics almost my whole life. Growing up in the Green Bay TV market. And there are other things that would compare to this. But I don't know. And when you look at, they're not looking for any TIF money. They're gonna, you know, they're not looking for a handout in terms of developing a former industrial site. I am just flummoxed that Jim Schmidt has allowed, at the moment, the entire Green Bay City Council to be lemmings going off the cliff with him. I am absolutely stunned by that. I really am. Now, there is someone who is watching this closely, not in the middle of the debate yet, but watching it closely. That is former future Alderman Chris Weary. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Happy Friday.
I got that right. Former future, you are unopposed, correct?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, former future. What's your take on all of this?
Well, I was, somewhat fortunate to have been involved with the Larson Green. I was on that board the first couple of years of its existence, so I know the history of it. you know, this may be resolved before I get office in office, but I have a feeling it might linger into April. Like any big decision, try and stay neutral and just look at the facts. And, you know, you look at that piece of land, it's a contaminated piece of property, needs a lot of cleaning, old, ugly canning building. You know, we've tried for 7 years to market it. And there's been no interest. Walmart comes in, they're asking for no help. They'll pay millions of dollars to clean it up and build, meaning, you know, a $15 million building will be instantly on the tax rolls. You're talking $300,000+ a year. So those are just the facts. You start with that. I'm just asking people in my district what they think, and so far, overwhelmingly, it's been let them build. There is a very outspoken minority who I think trying to make it sound like they're the majority, but I'm not sure they are. At least that's not what I'm finding. I could a month from now find out that's not true, but I guess I'm kind of dumbfounded so far.
All right, do you consider yourself uncommitted at this point?
Well, that's the way I started. The more research and looking into it and talking to people, I'm leaning towards, you know, why not let them build? And, you know, barring some miraculous revelation that the mayor might have that he has a developer in his pocket, but he really needs to come forward with that.
Yeah, but even at that, Chris, and here's the thing, I know you listen, I've been pounding in recent days. They're asking for virtually nothing in terms of, they're not asking for any TIF financing, really no prep costs. For any other developer, which is going to be a much smaller project, that's going to run into the millions.
Well, and that is the kicker. That never happens. You never see an old site like this, someone come in and say, yeah, I'll clean it up and build, and don't worry about it, I'll pick up the tab. You never see that.
All right, I got to ask you, I mean, you've worked with the mayor on things, and I'm just asking your opinion. If you don't want to answer this, it's
sure.
Fine. Where is he coming from? And I think even Walmart was surprised because they've worked with the mayor in the past and have had a good relationship. Is this personal with someone involved in this? What? I will ask him if he'll come on the show. I can't get him on the show. But you got about 15 seconds. Your thoughts on that.
I'm sorry, Jerry. I really wish I had a good guess, but I've been trying to figure that out myself, and I really don't have a good guess on that one. I'm sorry. I don't want to speak for him.
And I don't blame you, but it is just, as I've said, I've covered this type of thing for 30 years in communities all over East Central Wisconsin, and I've just never seen anything like it. Chris, got to run, but thanks for calling
Jerry,
in.
Jerry, if I could, quick.
Yeah, quickly.
The bird in the hand versus two in the bush. Thanks.
a big bird. A big pheasant in the hand. Versus two sparrows in the bush. 8:56.
Mike and Matt, hard news, serious fun.